You are listening to 89.1 Grace FM. This is a replay of December 12th's Sunday service. Please enjoy the worship team and Pastor Ripley's message. Have a blessed day.
As we begin our service this morning, we want to pray for Russ. Many of you know Russ Croker, and he had a tumble on his ATV, and he is in the Trail Hospital with a broken collarbone and a punctured lung. And so we want to pray for him this morning. I'm going to ask Pastor Raff to come to open up our service and to lead us in prayer this morning. God bless him as he comes.
Good morning, everyone. Well, I have some scripture verses to read from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. As you come to him, the living stone rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So we are a spiritual house being built to offer spiritual sacrifices through Jesus Christ. And we are a holy priesthood. This is our function. So we're coming together to worship and minister to Jesus together and minister to one another. So we do so as we worship in spirit and in truth. And as we pray and as we hear the ministry of the word, and as we worship together with the worship team, what a privilege to follow our great high priest. We're serving him and we're serving one another. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Blessed be your name, O Most High. We thank you and we praise you for this privilege to be your spiritual household, your spiritual building, your holy priesthood. We thank you. We praise you. Help us to please you this morning in every aspect of worship. Everything we do, it's for you. Lead us by your Holy Spirit, we pray. We think of our brother, Russ, who's injured. Lord, we pray that you would be with him. We pray that you would heal him. Yes. We pray even now that you would comfort him with your presence. We ask as well for Linda. Lord, we pray that you would comfort her and give her peace in the midst of this tragedy. We trust you for Russ, and we thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon him even now. We commit him to you, Lord. Heal him, we pray. Thank you for your goodness. We give you all glory, all honor, all praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's all stand together. We're going to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So much to be thankful for, don't we? We're together as the body. How wonderful. the highest of heights. From the highest of heights to the depths of the sea. God, we can't even begin to measure how great you are, Lord, how great your ways are. They're far higher than we can even begin to grasp. And Lord, the greatness, the splendor of who you are came to dwell among us, Lord, in frail humanity. What an amazing miracle. And we just want to thank you, Lord, as we enter the season of Advent, Lord, that you are the one who came. You are Emmanuel, God with us. You promised you would come, and you came. And in the same way, Lord, we look forward to your second return, Lord. We come as an expectant people before you, O God of all gods.
Come, thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins. Release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel, strength and consolation.
gloomy clouds. Disperse the gloomy clouds of, and death's dark shadows. And death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice. Worship the King who sits on the throne.
Be not afraid, for I have you in the palm of my hand, says the Lord. Whatever comes, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you, says the Lord. He will guide you. He will direct you. He will be with you even to the very end, says God Almighty. Be not afraid this day. Be not anxious this day. But let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Let the joy of God bubble up within your heart and within your mind, says the Lord God Almighty. Let it bubble up and rejoice in your salvation, says the Lord. Rejoice in your salvation, for he has redeemed you and he has set you free by the blood of the Lamb. So rejoice this day. Rejoice this day in your salvation, says God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. How many are glad to be in church this morning? Thank the Lord for the opportunity just to gather together and magnify His name. And some of you may not know, but we believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And one of those gifts was uttered this morning, which is the gift of prophecy. And sometimes we hear tongues and interpretation. And so there are many gifts that are written in the book of 1 Corinthians, and we see displayed in the book of Acts. And so if you're wondering about those gifts, you can come and talk to me or one of our council members, and we can explain it a little bit further. But we believe in those gifts and their operation today in the church. And if there's ever a time we need those gifts in operation, it's today. Can somebody say amen? Amen. I want to thank a few people today for some very hard work that they did. If you've not seen the new kitchen that has been updated, we have an updated, upgraded kitchen. And we got some people to thank this morning, and that is Dave Wedge. Dave, just wave your hand. Eric. Is Eric here this morning? Yeah, right there. Jorg, where's Jorg? Okay, he's back there. And I believe Bob was involved in some painting, was he? Yes, so he's back there. And Steve Sluice, where's Steve? Okay, over there. I hope I'm not missing anyone. If you want to get a chance to see the upgraded kitchen, you can go in the lower auditorium after the service and take a look. Kobe and Kaylin are asking all those involved in the play next Sunday to meet them at the front of the church after the service. Not at the altar, but at the front of the church for a brief talk about the play that's coming up next Sunday. This is a good opportunity for you to invite a friend or a family member that doesn't normally come to the church. This would be a good opportunity for next Sunday, December the 19th, right here at Grace Christian Fellowship. Please keep that in mind. There's a tithes and offering box available for donations as you enter the sanctuary. You can now e-transfer your tithes and offerings to the church at gracebooks@shaw.ca. So keep that in mind. Now, this week is the final week for some of the ministries that we have in the church for 2021. Okay, not forever, but just 2021. How many know that we're just a few short weeks away from the end of 2021? Good riddance! Tuesday, 1 p.m., is our women's prayer and share. Wednesday, 7 p.m., Bible study. We're continuing on in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And then Thursday, 9 a.m., is our prayer meeting and coffee time. And then Thursday at 4:30 p.m., is a church community meeting. And this is involving all those nurses and other healthcare professionals who are going to be gathering right here at Grace Christian Fellowship. And we're inviting everyone. If you're interested in what's happening in the community and how we are going to be working together in the months and days ahead, then this would be a good opportunity for you to come and be part of this meeting on Thursday at 4:30 p.m. Now, we have set aside office space for the nurses right here at Grace Christian Fellowship. And they'll be using this office as a hub for reaching out into our community with those who have needs. And so we want to be praying for those that are going to be ministering. If you have a need and maybe you just need someone to come and take a look at something, you know, that's not working very well, like maybe your husband or I'm just kidding. Then you'll be able to do that. We'll give you all the pertinent information along with the phone number in the coming days. Again, Saturday, 8 a.m., men's prayer meeting at Gary's shop. If you've noticed, the church website has been updated, and it looks great. We thank God for that. And also, Grace Christian Radio, Christmas music is playing. Now, we have invited our MP, Rob Morrison, to our radio station. He has agreed to come and speak to us on Grace Christian Radio. And you're going to be given the opportunity through email to ask him a question. How many have a question for Rob Morrison? Okay, so if you have a question for Rob Morrison, please send it to our radio email address. And it's right on these cards. You can pick up and you can send in your question. Now, I'm not saying we're going to get to every question, but we're going to get to as many as possible for Rob Morrison, and we'll let you know the date for that. But the email address is right here on the card, and he has agreed to come. I talked to his communication officer this past week, and so we're just in the process of setting that up. So please keep that in mind. You're going to be hearing testimonies, too, from quite a few healthcare professionals and nurses about their situation and circumstance and what has happened to them through this whole process in the coming days. So please keep that in mind. If you have a favorite song that you'd like to be sung on the radio, like, you know, It's Raining, It's Pouring. No, not that one. But a Christian one that you'd like sung, then please email it to the radio station. Look for our new radio station ad that's going to be appearing in the Fun Paper in the next few weeks. And I want to thank Deanna Wedge for putting that together for us. Also, Christmas Eve, 7 o'clock right here at the church. New Year's Eve, we're planning a time of praise and prayer. Again, 7 o'clock on New Year's Eve. So there's a lot of things happening. And I think also there's a group that wants to host a Christmas dinner for those that have lost their jobs. So we're praying about that. So there's a lot of things happening. Just keep aware of that. There is a bulletin with all the details here that you can look at as you prayerfully consider the things that you want to attend. Well, let's give people a chance to move around and greet someone. Those are a lot of announcements this morning. I hope I didn't put you to sleep with that. Let's stand, let's move around, let's greet somebody this morning.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let
Bless you. God bless you.
Turn you and twist you like your tie.
Okay, if we could find a seat this morning. I know there's a lot of hugging going on. A lot of activity happening. But we want to get into the Word today. Let the Holy Spirit speak to us. If you have your Bibles this morning, if you could turn with me to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. And I want to share for a few moments this morning on what I think is a pertinent topic, dealing with loss. How many have lost something during this pandemic? Can I see your hand? How many have lost something? Somebody said they lost their mind. We'll send out a search party. It's a serious topic because some loss is more severe than others. And loss can impact our lives in very powerful ways. Losing something, losing a job, losing a relationship. You know, you've been friends with somebody for so many years, and all of a sudden that relationship is severed. How many know what I'm talking about? It's severed. You've gone through thick and thin with that particular individual or group of individuals, and all of a sudden, you're ostracized. You're cut off. And that can be a painful experience. And so I think this morning, we need to talk about it. Because in my mind's eye, it could get worse. There could be more loss. For us individually and even as a church. So we need to be spiritually prepared for what's coming. Let me say it again. We need to be spiritually prepared for what's coming. Amen. So Hebrews chapter 10. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you today for your precious word. We pray this morning that you will speak to us. That you will minister to us. That you will open up your word to us today by the Holy Spirit. God, that we would know that you are speaking directly to us by your precious Holy Spirit. And Father, we'll give you the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Raff said something in his sermon last week that really spoke to me. He talked about poverty. That those in the early church who went through persecution often found themselves in difficult waters. And we see in these verses that I'm going to read that that did happen. Let me begin at verse 32. But recall the former days in which after you were illuminated or saved or redeemed or set free, you endured a lot of great success and you were prospered and you had tons of money in the bank and you didn't know what to do with it. No, that's not what it says. Some people think that when they come to Christ, everything is just going to come up roses all the time. Well, you know what? I've got news for you today. Those who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. That's what the Bible says. Says here, after you were illuminated, you endured not just a struggle, but a great struggle with suffering. Sometimes, you know, when you do God's will, there is opposition. And there is going to be times where we're going to feel uncomfortable in what we're going through, a time of great testing. Partly while you were made a spectacle, both by reproaches and tribulations, you were set aside for the world to laugh and to scoff at you. I mean, if you tell people today that God created the heavens and the earth, you're going to be mocked. Come on, it's the truth, isn't it? An MLA was mocked in the Ontario legislature because he believed that God created the heavens and the earth. He was mocked publicly. If you believe that God created a man and a woman, and if you believe that God created the family unit the way it was established in the book of Genesis, you are going to be laughed at and scoffed and persecuted. In fact, the new legislation that has just come down in Parliament and passed by the Senate, that if somebody's a homosexual and they walk into the church here at Grace Christian Fellowship and they ask me, they say, you know what, Pastor Ripley, I don't want to be involved in this type of lifestyle any longer. I want to change, and I help them, I can be charged criminally. I asked the communications officer for Rob Morrison's office that particular question, and I said, would I be charged? He says, I don't know. I have to get back to you. Reproaches, tribulations, because of what we believe the Word of God states and preaches. And partly while you became companions of those who were so treated, for you had compassion on me in my chains, and listen, joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods. Because those believers were associated with the Apostle Paul, because they were associated with those that were being persecuted for preaching the gospel, their goods were taken from them and they were left with nothing. And you know what? They did it joyfully. When's the last time that you were joyful? When's the last time you were joyful? Usually it's because something good is happening to us, right? We've been given money or something wonderful has happened. Here, the things they possessed were taken from them and they were happy about it. They were joyful. I don't know if we've arrived there yet, to that place in our lives where if things are taken from us because of our stand, because of what we believe as Christians, that we would be excited and joyful about it. Well, you know what? It could happen. You know what? At this point in time, and I'm not here to scare anybody, but I'm here to tell you the truth. At this point in time, anything can happen. The government that we have in place right now, anything can happen. And you know what they're after right now? I'm going to tell you, yes, they're after the children. And they're after the nonprofit status that every church has across the country. They want to strip the church of that nonprofit status. Every pregnancy center, every center that stands against abortion, they want to strip them of that ability to gain help simply because they're a nonprofit organization. Yes, and they're after our children as well. They joyfully accepted the plundering of their goods, knowing, here's the key, knowing that you and I have a better and an enduring possession for ourselves in heaven. Hallelujah. Do you remember heaven? That's where you and I are going. If we're raptured or whether we die on this earth, we're going to a better place. Amen. So knowing that, what does it matter whether we're stripped of possessions? If we have Christ, we have everything. If we have a relationship with God Almighty, we have everything. Hallelujah. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. Oh boy, does it ever. Job, chapter 1. You say, Pastor, please don't go to Job. I don't want to talk about Job. Well, if you're going to talk about loss, you got to go to Job. Job lost everything. Everything that he possessed was taken from him. Even his children. Anything that he possessed was gone, and he only had himself and his wife, who said, curse God and die. Even the standing he had in the community was thwarted, taken away from him. And his three friends tried to convince him that he had some sort of sordid sin in his life. And after everything was gone, verse 20 says, then Job arose, tore his robe, shaved his head, and fell to the ground and worshiped. Oh, hallelujah. What a response. Everything is stripped away from you, and your first response is to get on your knees, lift your hands, and worship God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he said, and this is true, naked. You know you were naked when you were born? Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has chosen to take away. You know, sometimes a loss is a gain. We just can't see it at the time. Hello? Sometimes a loss is a gain in God's books, but we can't see it at the time. We need our eyes to be fully open to see that God is at work even in our loss. Hallelujah. Can somebody shout amen this morning? Even in our loss, God is at work. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Everything that you and I have, God gave it to us. It's come from His gracious hand. Everything we possess, all the strength that we have, every breath in our lungs is because of the mercy and the grace of God Almighty. If He chose today, He could suck every breath out of our lungs. But He loves us this morning, and He has a purpose for what we're going through. And friends, let me tell you, it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. The squeeze is on. And if you thought the squeeze was fully constrained, it's not. The squeeze is going to intensify. Everything that you and I hold dear as Christians is going to be challenged. Every scripture that we stand on is going to be challenged. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away, Job says. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Look at verse 22. And this is an important verse. In all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong. In other words, he didn't blame God for his situation or his circumstance. That's something. If you can go through everything that Job experienced in a short period of time and not get mad at God, there is a godly heart inside of that man. Are you hearing me today? There's something that God has done in that life. That's why God said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?" Don't get mad at God if you lose something important to you. Allow God to have His full and complete way in your life. No matter what you lose, God's will, let it be accomplished through your life. Hallelujah. And friends, if you read the end of Job, hey, there's some good news. He got more than he had at the beginning. He was blessed at the end more than he was at the beginning. And we have the blessedness of knowing that God is in charge. Hallelujah. He's sovereign. He sits on the throne. Glory to God. Come on, give God praise today. I want to turn to the Gospels, the book of Mark. As I come to the end of this service, this sermon, verse 28, then Peter began to say to him, "See, we have left all and followed you." Did you know that when Jesus called the disciples, they dropped their nets? Matthew dropped his books, and they followed Jesus. Notice what Jesus says in response, verse 29. So Jesus answered and said, "Assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers," and sometimes we don't leave people, they leave us. Hello? "Or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake and the gospel's, who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time." Now, that scripture has been taken out of context so many times. If you send $10 to this ministry, you're going to get 100 back. Boy, that's good multiplication. Well, then I'm going to send 1,000, so I get 100,000 back. Ooh, I'll send 10,000, so I'll get 1,000,000 back. Ooh, I got 100,000. I'll send that. How many know it doesn't work that way? Hello, how many know it doesn't work that way? Hello, it doesn't work that way. That's not what Jesus was talking about. But look what he says here. "Who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands." What's he saying there? You're losing people, but it looks like you're gaining the same people back. You know, if you dig deeper into these verses, what Jesus was saying is through the process of persecution, through the process of serving God, you may lose a sister, but you'll gain a sister in Christ in return. You may lose a mother in the process, but you'll gain a mother in Christ in return. Someone who will take care of you spiritually, who will be concerned about your spiritual state. Paul says, "I'm a father to you." He said, you don't have too many fathers. But he said, "I'm going to be a father to you." You may lose a blood relative, but God says in return, you're going to receive a spiritual mother, a spiritual sister, a spiritual brother. That's why, folks, the body of Christ is so important in this hour. Are you hearing me? That's why as God brings us together and he begins to bind our hearts together and blend us together, hallelujah, we become a family in Christ. Can you shout amen, somebody? Hallelujah. God is going to bless you, but it may not be in the way that you think. houses to live in that you may not own, but God will provide for you. Are you hearing me? It may not be the way we think in our minds that God will give us that hundredfold blessing. But when God puts your heart together with another heart that loves Jesus, when you are bonded together with another sister that loves Jesus, hallelujah, when you go through your time of persecution and difficulty and they stand with you to pray and to call out to God, hallelujah, that's a blessing, folks. The Bible says here that he's going to bless us, but with persecutions. And in the age to come, eternal life. You say, Pastor, if I give my heart to the Lord, am I going to get my job back? If I come to church every Sunday, is what has been taken from me going to be restored? I don't know. But I know this, he will never leave you and he will never forsake you. He'll be with you to the very end. Hallelujah. His hand in your hand, your hand in his hand. He'll bring you through. Glory to God. And folks, we are going to experience loss. We're going to lose some things that might be very dear to us. But God will give us something better in return. Something that's life-changing. Something that doesn't fade away. A possession in heaven that the government can't steal. I said that the government can't steal. Hallelujah. The spiritual rewards of commitment and dedication to Christ is what's important in this hour. So what happens when we lose something? We turn to Christ for strength, for guidance. We look to the body of Christ, our brothers and sisters in the Lord, to come alongside of us and to pray with us and to ask God that together, hallelujah, we will make it through the deep water. We will make it through the fire, hallelujah. Glory be to God. With our faith intact in the name of Jesus, unwavering in what we know to be the truth, hallelujah. It's been a difficult year for me. Losing my mother. My daughter leaving. I can't see her. She can't come and see us. Going through this water of affliction where every day the enemy is attacking my mind to put doubt in my heart about the truth of God's word. But I bear witness with you today, hallelujah, that by the grace of God Almighty, I shall stay the course by the power of the Holy Spirit. And God God has brought people alongside to help. I think about Pastor Raff. I think about our pastor's council. I think about every single individual, Pastor Gordon, and others that God is going to bring into the church that are going to minister the word and allow the Holy Spirit to speak through them. And friends, I want to thank God for each and every one of you here this morning, because you're a source of strength for me, for Gina. And I know together, whatever loss we have to endure, God is going to bless us. God bless each and every one of you as you head out today. May His Spirit continue to work in and through your lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Just want to remind those that are part of the play next week to meet at the front with Kobe and Kaylin. God bless you. Take a moment to greet somebody. Tell them that you love them this morning.
Thank you for listening to our Sunday service. Join us next Sunday at 10:30 at 2416 Cedar Street in Creston. Have a blessed day.